2C. Exercise 2. Page 16. Speaker 1.
Well, it wasn't what I expected. The room was much smaller than it seemed in the photos, and there was no view really. But to make matters worse, we couldn't sleep because there was a lot of noise from the street outside. When we tried to close the window and put the air conditioning on, we found it was hardly working. So we just had to open the window again. It was too hot otherwise, and the noise didn't stop until 4 or 5 in the morning. But there's a happy ending. I went straight to the manager the next morning to complain, and he moved us to a luxury suite to make up for the inconvenience.
Speaker 2.
That's the last time I go anywhere without seeing photos first. On arrival, we found the kitchen, living room and bedroom were actually one big room, with the cooker quite close to the foot of the bed. The cooker and the fridge were kind of dirty too. That didn't matter so much, however, because it turned out that the cooker didn't work anyway. So we had to eat in the restaurant they had next to the apartments there. And you've never tasted anything like the food they served there. Just thinking about it makes my stomach hurt.
Speaker 3.
All I wanted was a quiet, relaxing holiday, and this place sounded perfect. It wasn't, though. The tent had a hole in its side, and the wind blew through every night. I was lucky it didn't rain. Also, there was no hot water for the showers. It's not pleasant showering in freezing cold water. And we only got to swim 2 days out of the 7, because on the other days, the sea was full of jellyfish,